I need a drink. I often say that on a Friday. Now I'm starting to say it a little earlier in the week. If you're feeling the same way, I get it. We all get it. In parts of Mexico, a little tipple is no longer possible. Governors throughout the country have limited and in some cases outright banned the sale of alcohol. Here's Emily Green.
Jose Escamilla lives in Tabasco in southern Mexico. It's hot outside. 97 degrees.
Con estos calores, pues, normalmente la gente sí toma mucha cerveza.
With this heat, people here usually drink a lot of beer, he says. But beer is now a precious commodity. Last week, the governor of Tabasco banned alcohol sales overnight, announcing the new rule from his home where he's quarantined because he has the coronavirus.
Yo fui a Sam's y vi que la gente salía con carros llenos de cajas de vino, de cerveza.
Escamilla immediately went to the store to stock up. He said people's shopping carts were filled with boxes of wine and beer. There isn't a nationwide ban on the sale of alcohol in Mexico. It's still legal in Mexico City. But in other cities across the country, local officials have restricted the sale of it to halt the spread of the coronavirus. The bans include tourist hotspots like Los Cabos and Cancun. In the state of Nuevo León, the governor has suspended beer production, saying it's not an essential service. Corona, Pacifico, and Victoria are all produced there.
Si no va a haber distribución, pues que no haya venta, punto.
If there's not going to be distribution, we shouldn't have alcohol sales, Governor Jaime Calderon said at a press conference, which then set off panic buying of beer. There's a long history of restricting alcohol in Mexico.
All the way back even to the Aztecs.
That's Gretchen Pierce, a historian who has written about alcohol prohibition in Mexico. The Aztecs drank pulque, a fermented beverage made of agave. It was sacred.
Only certain groups were allowed to drink it. So, for example, the elderly, lactating women, warriors, groups like this.
And these prohibitions continued long after the Aztecs disappeared. During the Mexican Revolution in the early 20th century, alcohol was prohibited because it was believed to reduce productivity among workers, she says. When it comes to today's ban, the evidence between drinking and the coronavirus is still being studied, says George Kube, director of the National Institute on Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism at the National Institutes of Health.
What we know is that heavy drinking can worsen the impact of infections on the lungs because alcohol impairs the immune system.
And there are societal reasons to limit alcohol consumption. Dr. Francisco Moreno works at ABC Hospital in Mexico City.
The alcohol restrictions are more related to the psychological situation of isolation. There's evidence that isolation will depress people, and depression is associated with drugs and alcohol. And in Mexico, we have a lot of violence in the family setting.
In other words, alcohol can fuel domestic violence, especially when people are cooped up inside. And it's a problem in other countries, too. In Greenland, a health minister cited domestic violence as one of the reasons for banning alcohol sales until mid-April. South Africa also banned alcohol for 3 weeks, as well as cigarettes. It's for people's own good, says Adela Maker-Didix. She's with the Southern African Alcohol Policy Alliance.
Food security is going to become a big issue. And if we have people spending the little resource that they have currently on alcohol, the bigger issue is going to be hunger.
Maker Didix also argues that banning alcohol will lessen violence generally, which means fewer people going to the emergency room for that reason and taking up hospital beds for coronavirus patients. But critics say the alcohol ban is counterproductive and even dangerous. There are reports of people making their own alcohol at home. And some people, they're just annoyed by it. Like Carrie Kapka, a lawyer who lives in Cape Town.
It's kind of paternalistic attitude that they have towards our people and saying that, you know, you don't know what's right for you, so we're going to tell you.
Kapka is not much of a drinker. That is, until the coronavirus crisis hit.
I have been having one or two drinks. It helps, for whatever reason, kind of calm the nerves.
For now, Kapka has a healthy stash of alcohol at home. Maybe she'll sell it on the black market, she jokes. But black markets, they're actually happening. Back in Tabasco, Mexico, Jose Escamilla says he's not too worried about the ban.
La gente que quiera tomar va a conseguir. Seguramente va a conseguir. Más caro, pero va a conseguir.
People who want to drink are going to get their hands on it, he says. It will be more expensive, but they'll find a way. For The World, I'm Emily Green.